ABC News. Egyptian authorities have announced an archaeological discovery which could force experts to rewrite their understanding of a key period of history. Among the finds at the Saqqara necropolis is 54 wooden coffins that can be traced back 3,000 years. Dr. Karen Sawada is a research fellow in the Department of History and Archaeology at Macquarie University in Sydney. She says Saqqara, where the coffins have been discovered, is located around 25 kilometres south of Cairo.
It's a well-known cemetery site and one of the most important cemetery sites in all of Egypt. And they've found these 54 coffins, which mostly date to the period of the New Kingdom, so about 3,200 years ago.
Reports are suggesting that this could force us to rewrite the history of the New Kingdom period. Can you paint a picture of that period and what we currently know about the era?
Well, the period dates from around 1550 BC down to about 1050 BC, so the second half of the second millennium BC, as I said, 3,200 years ago, is roughly sort of places it on a timeline. It is the period of course, the King Tutankhamun, who's probably the most famous king of that era, but also the great kings like Ramses II, Thutmose III, Nefertiti, all of these famous kings come from that era. So it's a very well-known period historically. And however, what is interesting about this discovery and what sets it apart is that it is a large number of coffins of the ordinary Egyptians. So we know a lot about the elites of the period, the great pharaohs, but the ordinary people many of them are very less well understood. And certainly the proximity of this site to the great city of Memphis, which was one of the great cities of the ancient world, will help us understand the lives of those that kept the city running. So we've got a whole series of coffins. There'll be names and titles of the individuals on those coffins. Of course, many of these coffins appear to be intact from what is seen on the video feed that's coming through at the moment. And so the overall study of the coffins, the names of the individuals, the roles they held, the mummification techniques, etc., will assist us greatly in understanding that ordinary population of Egyptian society at that time.
So you say this is the first find of its kind to find these coffins of ordinary everyday Egyptians?
Oh, look, these coffins have been found before at different places. What I think is unique about this particular find is that there are so many of them. Again, we're operating on very limited information in terms of the actual discovery, but certainly the size of the coffin cohort and the population is significant in terms of helping us get a better picture of this group of people who lived in this part of Egypt at this time.
How remarkable is it that this many coffins have been found still intact and up until now have escaped the attentions of grave robbers and amateur historians?
Look, it's very true. A lot of coffins and tombs were robbed very shortly after the burial of the deceased. These coffins
Good
were
afternoon.
Advised were found
I'm Rachel.
In very deep wells, 10 to 15 metres deep in some cases, and escaped the attention of tomb robbers over many, many centuries. And indeed, the discovery itself comes off the back of a number of similar discoveries made at Saqqara and also in other parts of Egypt where group coffins or group burials have been undisturbed for centuries. So it's a very remarkable find. And indeed, the Egyptians are reporting that they think that what they've found is maybe only 30% of the total number of finds that they expect to see from this site. And they're still excavating there, according to the news feed. And I have to say, one of the most interesting discoveries that has been announced, although not revealed to the public yet, is a papyrus, an inscribed papyrus, 5 metres long. Now, that is potentially very, very significant. So needless to say, the academic community and the public at large will be very interested to see the pictures of that in due course.
Do you think they've been missed for all these thousands of years because they were buried so deep? Do you think that's the reason?
I think definitely the depth of these shafts, those of us at Macquarie University who worked at Saqqara have also been part of similar discoveries where material is buried very deep. And so, yes, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. The entrance to these shafts are sometimes only a metre or a metre and a half wide. So this site is vast. I mean, it covers several kilometres. And so, you know, finding a shaft in such a vast site is no mean feat. So hats off to the Egyptian government and their team for making this discovery. And, of course, we look forward to seeing more information in due course.
As a specialist in the archaeology of Egypt in the Middle East, how excited are you by this discovery?
Well, I'm always excited by discoveries in Egypt and the Middle East, but certainly the size of this discovery is enormously important, and from what we've seen already, it will add a great deal of new information about the ordinary Egyptian living in Memphis at this time, the discovery of a large inscribed papyrus, which could well be intact, again, will be a huge find, and also studying the population cohort through the preserved bodies in these intact coffins will again offer a great deal of information about the population of Memphis at this important time of Egyptian history. We've dug there, so very close to where the Egyptians are digging now. Macquarie University has spent many seasons excavating tombs and burials not dissimilar to this. It's the site itself is literally layer upon layer upon layer of different periods of Egyptian history. So it's enormously important as a vertical archive of Egyptian funerary remains over a very long period of time. So we know this site very well, having been there ourselves. I myself have dug there, and with the team from Macquarie University. So we've got a pretty good idea of the kind of the quality of the material that the Egyptian Antiquities team has discovered.
Dr. Karen Sawada, a research fellow in the Department of History and Archaeology at Macquarie University in Sydney, speaking there.